So anyways, thanks again, you guys, for all that you do. And I was just talking with Dan last night. You were at the ALO show at the Big Room. And there's sometimes when the radio station sounds so good, it makes me proud. It scares me. It brings a tear to my eye. All of that good stuff. So it's all of your contributions, every single one of you. So thank you for being there. Have you ever heard yourself on the radio? Who has not listened to your archive and heard yourself on the radio yet? You got it. One, two. You got it. Okay, that's good practice. You got to do it. You have to do it. That's actually way. That's one is way way better than last year. So, way to go, you guys. That's a really important part of KGFR, the archive. And it does have its ups and downs. You know, it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't work, and we're constantly talking to our IT guy about it, our web guy about it. So rest assured, it's in our best interest, everybody, to have the archive going. It's basically on-demand listening for folks, and that's kind of what people are digging nowadays. So we're finding out more and more people are listening to the archive and going to the website for the archive to check stuff out. So that's great. Just general housekeeping, a couple of things that I mentioned it last year, but I still hear a lot of folks saying, I just want to let you know that this hour of programming is brought to you by KZFR supporters and by everything. Listen to yourselves in your archives, and you hear yourself saying that all the time. It goes from the adults down to the kids. And you just don't need to say it. It's little things that listeners will point out to me when they're talking to me at a show and going, you know, Rick, you guys should not talk during Democracy Now. You know, you should just let it go. Pledge drive, I understand, but you should just let it go. And I've been trying to tell everybody who's doing those shows, the morning shows, and then the show that follows, just let it play, just for stuff like that. I mean, I hear that from listeners about how we are on the radio, so... You know, the things that we can do as DJs, as programmers, to eliminate stuff like that, the better. And the more you'll hear that stuff, or you'll hear that stuff more if you're listening to yourself in your archives and hearing yourself and listening to what you say and how you put it together. So I used to do that all the time. I used to have a really, really good time. I used to always tape myself when I worked in San Francisco, and it was like a scope tape. And I would drive. I would put it in my cassette, and I'd drive home, and I'd listen to myself, and I'd hear myself do stuff like, "Wow, I'd never do that again on the radio. That was awful." You know, I just, oh my goodness, how did I talk myself into a corner like that? So you somehow you learn, you know, but it's by listening to yourself as much as you can, and as often as you can, without getting too obsessed. I've heard from people like Steve, hey, I was listening to my archive. Man, it sounds like we're making deep breaths on the radio. Or like the microphone is, have you changed any of the settings on the microphone? I'm like, no, we haven't changed any settings. You know, maybe it's just different breathing techniques. You got to breathe through your nose sometimes and stuff like that. But that's the way our stuff works. And that's why listening to yourself and going back to the archive and going, hey, that was a home run, yeah, or
scary.
Wow, I did not do that anymore. So anyway, that's all I'm saying is pay attention to the archive, and if your show's not in there, let us know, and I think there's a way we can go dig it out and post it for you. We've got another system, a backup system that's recording it too, and we can dig it up and post it, especially if you have one of the public service shows that's really important. You got some good guests on there or something like that. We really want to make sure people can listen to that more than once. So anyways, what else? Oh, yeah. Pledge Drive is coming up. We're going to go late this year. Cosmic Kev forecast. it was a better idea if we actually went a little later. So we're going to go April 26th through Cinco de Mayo, through May 5th. So, and that's the moon is right and all that stuff, and you know the Mercury non-retrograde or whatever, all that good stuff. So
Kevin must be on
vacation.
I'm totally down with
that. When everyone's got their tax return,
yeah, right, yeah. Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, they're not keeping our money. Grant will talk a little bit more about Pledge Drive, but in the thank you gift category, it's once again, make sure that we know what's going on before you give it away as a thank you gift on the radio. That somehow we've got it, we've got some type of a record of it, and the proper number of them and stuff like that too. And you all do a really good job answering the phones and that too. We'll have another mini Pledge Drive meeting before the 26th, but I really appreciate when you all are in there answering the phones, because you know what's going on with the radio station and a lot more than some of the volunteers who are in from some of the organizations, although we love them, don't get me wrong. But it's cool to have you programmers in there, so any of you that can spare the time for those volunteer hours, it's very helpful. There's particular shows that you're friends with the host, like I know Carrie and Lars work well together. That's a great thing too. So if you want to volunteer for that, that's totally cool. The ratings came out and we did really well. So here's what I was trying to. Has everybody here been to a show at the LRA? The LRA Theater.
Yeah.
Ever been in the LRA?
Yeah.
So pretty much at any particular time that you're on the radio, you're talking to about as many people as can fit in the LRA. Okay?
Not seriously nervous. Yeah.
Maybe five, maybe, you know, it supposedly fits 700, I think. But, you know, between 500 and 700 is what you're actually, you know, think about where we are and how far we get out in and around our area. And it's about that. It's about the size of the LRA.
But that isn't just internet?
Yep.
Internet not included?
Oh, okay. Yeah, throw in the internet too. Yeah. Go ahead. It's the metro area that would include Chico and Oroville and the surrounding towns and stuff too, you know, to a certain extent, but mainly just Paradise, Chico, you know, the three Chico zips and the two Paradise zips and a little bit of Oroville.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's to your credit, okay? A lot of this, you know, you've done that, so just remember that. Don't be scared about it. Don't start thinking, oh my God, I'm at the LRA in front of all these people.
Quick, drop the mic.
Continue to think about talking to one person at a time, because 9 times out of 10, radio listening is generally with one person listening to the radio. Sure, there's a lot of shared occasions when it's on in an office or other places like that where there's more than one person, but generally you're talking to one person at a time. So we recently had a big emergency situation in Oroville too, and we did an okay job getting the word out. I think the government authorities only did an okay job getting the word to us, to be honest with you. We had some difficulty getting in communication with Butte County Sheriff's. They now have the phone number of the studio and my phone number. Great, yeah. So remember that when you call me. Oh, great. The NSA's got Rick's number. So, I mean, that, you know, as an emergency situation came upon us pretty fast and was pretty unexpected. Nobody really thought that anything like that could kind of happen in our community. And that's just kind of the stuff that we still have to be prepared for and be aware of.
How could we verify that if somebody called and claimed to be a Butte County Sheriff and that you need to put a message out on the air?
You'd ask them for a callback number and call them back.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I was just saying. Yeah.
If somebody could, sure.
Yeah.
On my phone, it would show up as Butte County Sheriff. Since I got, you know, the iPhone logo or whatever, it shows up as like, you know, law enforcement authority.
Oh, she can check the internet in like 2 seconds.
Yeah,
it could.
Internet too.
Google a number.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have caller ID in studio.
Does the city opponent call
it? I don't know what your office
says. I think we have an answer.
My office, the office does.
Right, I know the office does.
Yeah, the office does for sure. That's a good
question. I know
you
are.
Yes. I got that. I
always ask for their name.
Call
them
back.
Yeah. Is there a community public relations folks that works for the sheriff, that work for the sheriff's office?
Yeah.
And you can always call back.
That'd be fun, actually.
And say, you know, you get this badge and say, is this bogus or is this real? And, you know, they'll say, yes, it's real or no, it's not.
So they have the weather alert icon on the computer.
Yeah.
When you go up, there's a menu that says alerts that you can click on that, and then it gives you the current.
That's real helpful. Because sometimes our EAS system's not sending a signal.
I remember we used to have to do a
manual. We've had to jumpstart our EAS test a couple of times, or our EAS equipment, and that's not very good, but that's...
So you're saying that it wasn't as efficient as when we had the big fires and it seemed to work so good? It was different because it was Cal Fire? Or what?
You know, Cal Fire did handle things a lot differently.
Okay.
And was that's just what they do.
That's,
you know what I mean? And I had never heard of DWR until a couple of weeks ago, Department of Water Resources.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I'm just clueless about it.
You want to listen to some of our programming then?
Yeah.
Well, in the bigger picture, that was some type of, you know, entity that, you know, was actually supposed to do something.
Because the fire coverage was so good.
Yeah.
Coming from my perspective, it was really well done.
Yeah.
Did you note how DWR changed his public information person halfway through the event because the original person didn't give the feeling that they had control of anything? He said, a lot.
Yeah.
He acted like he didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
And now they got a guy on who's very slick.
That's why I listen to my archives.
So, anyways, in that case, do the best you can and get the information on the best you can on the radio. And I mean, that's it. We're trying to work on our news department here, and the board of directors wants us to. So we're working on our news department to get actually a news director. As you all know, when Mark left, it left a void. We found somebody, offered him a job, and then at the last second he didn't take it, and then we kind of rethunk the whole thing and just decided to wait and save and see if we could get some grant money for a larger budget to pay the person a kind of a living wage in Chico. But we do have some plans in 2017 to have more news on the air and or more news reporting that is available to us. So fingers crossed. Anyways, any other questions about stuff like that?
Are there any rumblings about our grants from the, what is it?
We just got our check today for $50,000 from the feds.
Right.
And there's another, they owe us another 20-something grand. And that supposedly is in the mail in March.
Okay.
So, yeah, we were worried about it. Because there have been rumblings about... you know, the either executive orders to defund the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and or just legislation to do that. And there are a lot of public broadcasting fans in the Senate, less so in the House. And a lot of the community organizations have been talking about that. But that's, you know, we get a $70,000 grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It's called a community service grant. And about 18,000 of it is restricted, meaning you have to use it on certain things like buying Democracy Now, for one thing. That's what we use the money for. And then other money is general funds just for paying the bills, just for paying PG&E. So it's an important part of our budget, and it would really hurt not to have it. So whenever we hear rumblings about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting being either privatized or defunded, we start writing letters and do the best we can for that. I was going to let some other people talk. This is usually where we do our Volunteer of the Year award. I think we should do that. Now, you want to do that? Let's do that now. And everybody should also take a... We're going to do some raffle stuff, and a few of you, you know who you are. So
everybody take a raffle ticket and a raffle.
Okay.
So you keep the good watch.
A new car.
Something else I wanted to add to. This is on a more somber note. This is a memorial plaque for some of the folks who were volunteers in the program and the thank you card that passed away. And we were going to put it and mount it in the studio. There's one name that's missing that's more recent, is John Nelson. So I'm going to pass this around and see if some of you folks have any other names that you can think of, and just tell me and we'll get on.
If you see your name on there, raise your hand.
If you can.
Quite the mistake. Okay, so let's do our Volunteer of the Year.
Okay.
Drum roll.
Partly the Volunteer of the Year is chosen by how many hours you give each year, but it also has to do with the person's dedication to the station, whether it's years or just their hard work. So the person who won this year was second in the top on hours, and she logged almost 40 volunteer hours last year. And of course, that's not counting her show. So we wanted to show our appreciation to Jan.
Yay!
You got to stand on your mark. It's right here. On the floor.
So Rick mentioned Pledge Drive. It's going to be April 26th through May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. As you guys know, I like it when you get your stuff to me ahead of time. Everyone who does that, I'm very thankful. It makes my life a lot easier. But for those of you who don't, it's to the point now where there are people from the fall who pledged and haven't gotten their thank you gift yet because the program just hasn't made it. There was a t-shirt they were supposed to order, whether it was that, C's they're supposed to make, or whatever. Now it's to the point where you got to get it to me beforehand. If you don't get it to me beforehand, and then it gives out as a donation, that you, the programmer, are going to have to call that donor back and be like, what guitar are you talking about?
Yeah.
Because I've gotten the whole thing. You know, the goat situation from a couple of years ago. We're going to cut out situations like the goat from here on out. That being said, if you are going to do something like order your own t-shirts, order your own custom like CDs, you know, we're at mid-February right now. That gives you 2 months. It's a perfect time to do it. You can either probably wait 2 weeks, and it gives you 6 weeks. Any time to turn around and to get it over to you. When it comes to the broadcast room,
There's been a couple changes, and I just kind of want to talk about some of the changes that have happened and where we're going to go with those changes. CD3 is now for the promos and the PSAs that we run, whether it be the music calendar, community calendar, promos for upcoming events. Those are all going to be on CD3 and will remain on CD3 for quite forever until we change it. It's also going to be on the feeds folder when you are using Zara Radio on the computer. Is everyone familiar with the Zara Radio program that we use? Good. If you're not, it is available for all of your Windows to download for free. So I highly recommend you can download it for free. You can play with it at home, and then you can even, like, you know, bring your playlist that you made at home, put it on the air, and it'll sound like magic. It'll sound like magic. So that's going to remain the same. What is changing is CD4. CD4 is now going to be reserved for four promotes for radio programs here at the station. About a year ago, we had an intern and I were working on it, and we made four promotes for several of the programs already. The idea is that we're going to have all of our programmers create a four promote for their program. Now, in place of the reading the four promotes where you say, and up next on KZFR is Oceans of Rock and Roll and followed by the Funhouse. The option is going to exist now where instead of just saying that, you can actually play a snippet of the person talking about their program, what the program's about, and, you know, just kind of help promote other like-minded shows on the station. So with my show, for example, the forward promote that I run a lot is one that Kapuna Dodd made, and then I also play one for the hip-hop shows that come on late nights. So the idea is to do something called capturing our audience, where if people who know about Sanjay's show but don't know about my show or don't know about, say, Cosmic Kev's show, by those forward promotes existing, they'll learn about other things that they would be interested in here at the station. I've also been putting them onto a KZFR SoundCloud account. So then when people search KZFR on SoundCloud, what comes up is our page and all the different forward promotes for programs that we have here at the station. So I get notifications from SoundCloud whenever people like one of those forward promotes or anything like that. So that data is coming in. And believe it or not, people are listening to our forward promotes on their own time. So people are learning about it whether they want to or not. The other third thing you can use these forward promotes for is on the show profile page that you got on your website, on our website. Each programmer should have two things on the website. They should have a profile page for themselves, and they should also have a profile page for their program. The profile page about you, the DJ, is just whatever you want to be, a little picture of yourself, a little background story, what you're into, what have you, whatever. The program profile page is what your program is about. There's going to be some areas for a short description and then a longer description for when people are just seeing it on the main menu versus when they click onto it. Now, this is important because if people don't, the name of your show might not always correlate exactly to what your content is. For example, like my show is called Caribbean Dance Radio. Now, you would think that would encompass all music from the Caribbean. It doesn't. It's only reggae and dancehall music. But in my profile page, I've got examples of artists who I play and also the genres that I play. And that just helps the person viewing the website or reading the content get a better idea of what your program's about. Those four promotes are also found on Zara Radio as well. If you guys are familiar with where the feeds directory is, it's just right underneath there. But instead of writing out forward promotes, we just put F feeds forward promotes. Yeah. If you guys want to create your own forward promote and you haven't yet, contact either Jake or I, and we work with you on getting whatever music you want, your voice on there, so that then people just, you know, become more familiar with all the content that we got.
Grant?
Shoot.
Can we just go into the promo for the Adler studio and record one?
That's exactly easy. Yeah, it is that easy. Yep.
What program do you use to record that?
We use the program Audacity for all of our vocal editing and a lot of our audio editing as well. It's a pretty simple program. If you don't know how to use it, Jake or I will always be able to help you out. You know, you'll want to put some music behind it, change some levels, and if you're not familiar with that kind of stuff, it can be very daunting and cumbersome to look at and just try to guess to figure it out. But as I said, we can help you out. It's a good question. Good question. Still in the broadcast realm of the world, we are losing room 404 in May, June, somewhere around there. Not because we're getting punished in some way, just because Alan, the building owner, wants to take it back. It has been renovated in a long time. So, to make room for some of the space that we're going to need, we are going to make the physical music library a lot smaller. We're going to have a CD sale to get rid of some of the CDs that we have in the physical library. In that CD sale, you guys as programmers can come and get first dibs on anything you want. But we're going to turn that into an auxiliary office space. We're also going to keep some of the CD racks in there. That being said, with the physical CDs gone, everything is still in the digital music library. The digital music library is super simple to find. Right there on the desktop, there's an icon that says Music Library. And you can click on it, and then using Zara, just click and drag whatever you want over. What else are we going to do about that? So if you guys have, well, of course you guys are experts in music. If you guys want to come by and sort of help Jake and I pick out some of the definite keepers for the library, things that we definitely want to hold on to, that would be super appreciative. We definitely help out. I mean, we've got a lot of CDs in there that we're just going to try to make as much space for as we can. On that other realm of the world, that's pretty much it for me. I mean, you guys have been you guys are great to work with in all reality. I mean, you guys are cutting out some great promos, and you guys are being patient with me when some things fall through the cracks, which, you know, can happen, not going to lie, but and I appreciate all that patience you guys have working with me and all that kind of stuff. What's good, Maria?
Hey, is it still going to be possible to work in what's now the music room after you guys renovate it? Is there still going to be a computer in there?
Yes, there is.
Download your show or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still going to have sort of a computer that's just connected to the network solely for stuff like that. If you want to do some quick audio editing but don't want to use the entire board in the production room, you can still do it in there. You can also get all of your old recordings from past shows, the archive, and the music library computer as well. Is there any questions?
When do you think the CD sale will be, and when would you like help?
Well, we're going to have to be out of the room by May, June, so probably sometime in March would be easiest. Before Pledge Drive would be good, because then we could use some of that space for Pledge Drive. Help it all out. So, yeah, let's shoot for March on that. I like where it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Anyone else? You got any questions?
What's the average length of a corporate promotion?
They are ranging anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute. And don't be afraid to get creative with it either. Bill, to much his credit, created one for his Without a Roof program, which sounds great. And then, because he's in the News and Public Affairs block, you know, following Bill is Non-Human Radio, and then The Point Is. So not only is Bill going to have his own separate promo, Jeannie's going to have one as well, and Sue as well, but they're putting one together for the 5 o'clock news block on Wednesdays. So it's going to be a quick 45-second with all three of them just talking a couple seconds each about their program to run like that. So the standard is 30 seconds to a minute, but don't be afraid to get creative. If some of the blues guys want to team up together and make a blues program promo, I'm all about that as well. Shoot.
For, like, the background music, do we have to pay, like, rights?
No.
No. Okay. Just find the Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, all of that's covered through our current ASCAP and BMI.
Okay.
Licensing fees.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
When are you playing out on Saturdays?
Huh?
When are you playing out at SIFO?
Oh, every second Saturday. We're going to have our first one March 11th. We're going to have our other one April 8th. Yep. Brady and I was back in Chico.
Everybody gets to do a ticket? Anybody need this?
Did everybody? We're good to go to Mexico, right? Because it's often cold.
Yeah, free trip to Mexico.
Did everybody sign in? Everybody?
I just want to thank everybody for doing a fabulous job for your underwriters. And I know everybody's busy, so I don't even have to talk about that. And we're listening all the time, and I know sometimes there's a few challenging pronunciations, as we have a lot of different businesses underwriting. I try to put them in parentheses to give you a hint on how to get the pronunciation right. If you ever need to reach me, very simple email. Just close your eyes and repeat after me. Underwrite.
Underwrite@gcfr.org.
That's simple. If something comes up, you see a glitch, you're like, this doesn't make sense to me, shoot me an email, take a look at it. As you can see, there's a lot of underwrites coming on board right now. There's a lot of, we have the Miners Foundry, Cascade Theater, State Theater in Red Bluff, and Center for the Arts Grass Valley, and Lacton Auditorium, all promoting their events on KCFR. That tells you how strong we are. That tells you something. We're constantly getting inundated, not to mention our other local promoters that do shows. And, of course, everybody wants to be on certain shows, so you'll notice some of you guys are pretty heavily filled up. Woody and Friends, you got one every hour. You know, you guys see where they are. Sanjay, you got one every 20 minutes. You know, we're trying to get these programs to like-minded things, but anyway, you see that, keep aware of it. Again, we are like sold out. We've been sold out for a while. We have a little bit of room on our trades to make room for them, but it's been really busy. And I just, on yesterday, which was supposedly a holiday, we got 41 drivers. So it's good. Yeah. People love us. We are big in the world. So again, pre-read them. Just make sure to familiarize yourself with them. Read them out loud. Read them calmly. As Grim was talking about with the Pledge Drive coming up, every year we do Plaza Palooza, which, if you don't know what that is, I will tell you. It is a day where we take over the city plaza. We do it during Spring Membership Drive. It's going to be on the Thursday. We start Pledge Drive on Wednesday. It's going to be on Thursday. We offer free booths to all of the nonprofits and our underwriters to come out and represent themselves. We've had Memo Keswick for the last couple of years doing Chico World Dance, which is a big dance thing. We had Grant DJ last year. We've had Spenny DJ. We've had some live music. We're going to do the DJ thing again. Help promote it. Come on out. It's a great time. So anyway, Plaza Blues is happening. And it's great during Membership Drive because we're doing call-ins to the station. Come on down. It's the beginning of the Thursday Night Market series. Another thing to mark your calendars for, I know a lot of you guys were at this last year, and it's a fun event, which is the KCFR 4-Bay Float, where we take over the 4-Bay. We did it last year on, I think, the solstice or the day before. This year, it's going to be on Saturday, June 24th. We try to do it right around the solstice. It is not on the solstice, but it is the night of the full moon. So we're on the full moonrise on a Saturday night. Great event. You'll see more information about it. We had, 80 people last year?
We ran out of boats.
So you can bring your own kayak, you can bring your own canoe, but it's a lot of fun, and that's an upcoming event that will keep going.
What was the date?
That is June 24th. It's a Saturday. So it's usually, we always try to get the Saturday closest to the solstice. So we kind of jump around. And of course, it's the full moon. We were there last year when the full moon rose. It's pretty awesome.
Will we be able to kayak down the spillway to get there?
Yeah. Yeah. The special agreement would be on the arm. We're going to carry bags of cement and dump them in the hole.
You are duty.
This is a real fun thing, and I can tell most of you people I think would fit this bill. But on this Thursday, from 5 to 7, it's the KCFR wine tasting at Big Old Golf Course. So it's $7. They're doing 5 different wines. It's a board fundraiser. And come on out, man. It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 to 7. If you haven't been to one of these, they're a lot of fun. It's an easy opportunity for the station to make $2,000 to $3,000.
So this Thursday? Right?
This Thursday. Bring your friends, your co-workers, all that good stuff.
Anybody with
$7.
We did win wine.
Anybody, any questions, Nathan? Like
good. Thanks, Ray. Yeah, I see that. Well, I've been my last one out. John D's going to retire sometime in the next June, May, June. So,
who's going to replace you?
So,
A tennis racket.
No, a styrofoam microphone.
This falls into the category of friend of the station.
Well, actually, we got to get a picture of everybody.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Oh, okay.
Announcement from the board. I'm termed out in June, so we need another board member to step up. I'm a programmer elected board member. So if you're a programmer and you have good energy, because you're a programmer at KZFR already, give some consideration to put in a little more effort. It's just a couple hours a month, and your efforts are rewarded in the way that the station is run. My opinion is that the board's been pretty effective over the last few years, because you haven't heard about us, have you?
Yeah, right on.
but we've been moving forward, and we've kind of let Dick do what he does best, get off his back, help make some policy decisions, help to earn some money for the station. The station's pretty good right now. It's doing pretty good, as Ray said, with the underwriters and the various folks we have employed by us that are just fantastic. But like I said, I'm termed out unless we change the bylaws. And so somebody in this audience needs to give some serious consideration to becoming a board member. You can look on the website on how to do that, or you can talk to Grant or Rick in the office. And I encourage you guys to step up and take it to that next level to be part of the policymaking group for the station. We've got a great board right now with some fantastic people, and it's fairly, very much worth your time to get involved.
And Steve is a programmer, and that's a specific position, so he needs to be replaced by a programmer.
Yes.
You can't be the FDR, KZFR. Just stay forever.
We'll change the bylaws.
The FDR club.
I just wanted to say a couple things.
This is mine. I just want to
go fix it. Let Leah talk to me.
I don't have a lot to say, except for last year we did an appreciation dinner that seemed to go over pretty well, and the tip jar is always. They're always generous at our shows because our bartenders do their best. People love KZFR. So we have the money. So we're going to do another appreciation dinner in April.
April 9th.
Mm-hmm. April 9th. And might still be working on the restaurant, or do you know?
We're working on Broadway Heights right now. Right. So we'll see them in my space. It's right across the street. And we'll keep you posted. But, yeah, mark off April 9th. It's going to be a Sunday afternoon.
It's a Sunday. I won't be here. I'll be out of town. But everybody have fun. Have a drink. I won't be here that weekend. I wanted to thank everybody. I think we almost on everybody's page on the website, almost every show now has a decent description. I don't know if everybody's got a profile page on the website. I'm not sure. I don't think so. But at least almost everybody's show now has a good description, mentions who the hosts are, and mentions who your featured artists are. So this not only if somebody's already on our website and checking your show out, it gives them some idea of what you're doing, but if somebody is doing like a Google search for their favorite artist, it increases the likelihood in the search that your show is going to come up. So it's all, you know, just helping people find us. So thank you. I knew that took a while, and it was kind of annoying with all my emails back and forth. So it's a bit of a test, but we got that. If you know anybody, because it's popular, people want to volunteer for us, especially at our shows. And it's been kind of hit or miss reaching those people. We now have a digital form for for that. So if you know anybody who wants to volunteer and they keep bugging you and for some reason they can't get me, or they drop off a paper at the station and it gets filed and we don't know where it went. So anyway, if you're ever interested, I can send everybody that link and you can just save it, and then somebody Facebooks you and you don't know what to tell them, just send them that link. And then I'll get an alert that somebody filled it out. So last year, and thank to all of you, thanks to all of you that we actually were able to do it, we did 58 events last year compared to 44 the year before. Only 32 of those were actual benefit shows that we put on either at the Women's Club or out there at the end of Normal. So still, that's 32. And I think right now we have approximately 20 booked for this year, or close, like in negotiation. So the idea this year is to kind of fine-tune it. We've been doing tons of events and trying to figure out what works, what doesn't work, what's popular, what's not popular. And so this year, I doubt we'll do 32. Yeah, so we're going to fine-tune it down to the shows that seem to be a hit. But still, even if we did 20, 25,
that's a lot.
That's a lot. So thank you all, because a lot of you, especially the people that are here tonight, have gone way over that 10-hour requirement, the 10 hours of coach time, so I mean the volunteer time. So just kind of a warning. Yeah, there still will be quite a few events, but we're fine-tuning down. And the only other thing I wanted to say, and this is probably a lack of communication on my part, is about those 10 non-broadcast volunteer hours that everybody is supposed to do. And I've been talking with everybody and emailing, and there's a little bit of confusion about whether or not your time that you put in during the pledge drives counts towards that 10 hours. Yeah, it's kind of a no and a yes. No and a yes. If you look in the handbook, and I have a copy, it says everybody's required to work at least one pledge drive. So that's kind of where the confusion is. I mean, it does count. If you put in a two-hour shift answering phones, or you're a captain and you put in 4 hours, it does count because you're required to do it. but if somebody does 8 hours at events and then you do a phone shift, or you're a captain, then you're good. You know, it's technically, it doesn't count towards the 10, but it does. I mean, it's all good. So I know some of my emails I got replies back before, like, what? You know, because they thought maybe I was scolding them in my email or whatever, and that's never my intention, never. I'm trying to improve communication so everybody knows. So that's it, really. Other than I'm sorry, I'm going to miss the appreciation day. So thank you all.
Did the events that were benefits for KZFR last year?
Yes.
How much did KZFR benefit from benefits?
Good question.
It's hard. A couple of times we lost money on some individual shows, but overall we definitely made money. Mm-hmm. And you got to look at the larger picture, but there's probably about, the board of directors budgeted about $60,000 or $70,000 for that, and it was pretty close to hitting that or going over. But occasionally we do strike out and not make money that night. But we've gotten better about making deals with bands and stuff too, because everybody needs to get paid. And very rarely do we get somebody that will just totally donate their services. Jonathan Richmond, for example, in December, don't pay me. This is a benefit for KZFR. I live here in Chico. I want you guys to have the money. Other people will charge us, but will give us a discount rate, will give us a good rate, because they believe in community radio. That's the way I always couch it to them and stuff, that this is a community radio station, volunteer-driven, listener-supported, you know, very few staff. We do it. We're a nonprofit, and a lot of people are totally into that. and they appreciate, and a lot of music people especially appreciate the fact that you are the people that are playing the music now. The big commercial radio stations are doing it. You folks are the ones that are supporting the artists in the Americana world and whomever, and getting the spins on these records that people aren't, nobody else is playing, and they can tell. And especially if you do your Spinatron stuff too. Spinatron reports it to the record company, and all goes back to the artist. And sometimes when people download songs and then play them, I'll get a note from somebody, I have no idea who it is, saying thank you for playing our, for downloading and playing our song. And that's cool. So that's a really good thing, in my opinion. So keep doing that. Spinatron, if you haven't gotten into it, talk to somebody. It's not that hard. And you can do it after your show, and it still counts. But it definitely helps. And it helps get us more music into the radio station. As a result of recording our plays on the Spinatron and stuff, we're getting more access to music that we weren't before. So that's cool. I like that. Any other questions? Questions? You want to do the raffle and give away some stuff? Everybody got a ticket?
Yeah.
Okay, I got all kinds of stuff. All right, first thing we're going to give away is a vintage KZFR tote bag. Tie-dyed by Ray Lager right here. This is perhaps from 2008. Maybe 2009. All right, here we go. This is it.